Okay, would you like me to read it right now or right before the vote?
In the original policy doc?
Yeah. Whenever you think is best. I can read
it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter either way.
All right. Well, maybe I should just get it over with. Okay, here's the current text adopted in 2009 on this point. To ensure the greatest amount of listener participation in local station board elections, it is mandatory that program directors and general managers air cards that nomination period to adequately inform our listeners about how they can self-nominate, what the duties of an LSB member are, how the LSB interfaces with station management and staff, both paid and unpaid, etc. 6 60-second cards and 6 30-second cards shall be aired each day in rotation. This is 6 cards total. Now that has to be a typo because 6 is 12. But what the text reads is this is 6 cards total aired in rotation each day of the nomination period. For stations with Spanish or other language broadcasting, the cards would be aired in that language during broadcasting that language, with the number and frequency of the cards corresponding to the amount of said language broadcasting, parenthesis, hours per day at the station. For example, if there are 3 hours of broadcasting in a language different from English a day, 3 hours of broadcasting in a language different from English a day on a station, 1 60-second card and 1 30-second card per day in rotation would be adequate. These cards would be scripted in advance by the NES to conform with the Pacifica bylaws, and the same cards be used at all 5 stations with the addition of local contact information. The cards may be varied, but the intent would be to alert the broad listenership about the election during the entire nomination period, to explain the election process, etc., and to steer listeners to a phone number and wait for further information. Okay, that's it. Then there's the 15-minute thing, but I'll hold off on that until we get to it.
Okay.
So I had Lydia next.
Okay, so I support what Ken says, and the reason for adding the at least would be because there are some stations that historically have no problem getting, you know, the requisite number of candidates. And there are some stations, especially the smaller ones, that have been more challenged in recruiting sufficient candidates and so forth. So those stations may want to then increase the frequency if the LES sees that there's a need for it. So I do think it would be prudent to add the words at least.
Okay. Let me ask before we go further, is there any objection to adding the word at least, words at least to Michael's motion? Okay, hearing none, then that is amended. Now back to any further comment on Michael's motion to change 12 to 6 cards a day. Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting that first motion as amended to say it?
I want to read it back to you. So it's to amend item 3 in the 2009 policy document related to the nomination period, change the requirement for total of 12 daily carts to a total of at least 6 daily carts, and add in rotation throughout. Okay, so the exact language, total of 12 daily carts, in parentheses 6 60-second and 6 30-second, to a total of at least 6 daily carts, in parentheses 3 60-second and 3 30-second, and add in rotation throughout all day parts.
I believe that's correct. So,
this is Ken. I still object. I didn't understand before that you're only talking about 60 and 30-second cards. Playing a 60 or 30-second card every 2 hours is not an imposition on the listeners. And it we've got a broad range because there's very few people who listen to the station all day. And there's a lot more people who only listen to one program. So you've got to get coverage across the whole field. So I object.
Okay. All right, also need to speak to this. I think we've had a lot of discussion. Can we go to a vote?
Okay. This is Revelin. I'm not clear. I thought we were going to listen to 3 different recommendations and then vote on the one that we wanted to push forward. Are we voting on all 3 of them then to do what with I mean, how do we know that this one that we're voting on isn't in conflict with another one? I don't understand what we're doing.
Oh, okay. Let me clarify. First of all, none of these are in conflict with each other. They all can stand or fall on their own weight. And one doesn't affect the other. The only reason I even suggested presenting, and in fact Michael did present all three of them, was because they occur during the same 30-day period. So I thought logically, for us to think about them, it would be good to hear all three of them. But then later Lydia pointed out that it would be less confusing if we just discuss one, vote on it, then discuss number two, vote on it, discuss number three, vote on it. So that's what we're doing now. I'm asking if there's any final urgent comment. We vote on the fund, which is reduced from 12 to 6, the number of cards required to be played. From 12 to at least 6, how many cards must be played per day during the 30-day period?
Okay, Carolyn, have the point of information here?
Hang on.
May I?
Is that clear now?
Well, it's not quite.
Okay,
Because, for instance, Ken had an objection because it seems like it's not enough information over a 24-hour period, broadcast period. But if one of the other suggestions talks about additional election programming, then, maybe it is enough with that. So should I just go and try to read those myself, and I'll miss this part of the discussion? Because I'm still not sure. They may not be in conflict, but they may be in some way, they may help each other. So I don't...
Right. Okay, now I understand where you're coming from. Well, perhaps it would help if I read, just as I read the part about the 30 and 60-second cards under the current policy, why don't I read what the current policy says about the 15-minute tutorial, and that might help you see the context and, whether it would make sense to vote for or against this motion. All right?
So all right.
That part reads, each programmer or collective with a one-hour or more program slot shall be required to produce and air one 15-minute tutorial on the election during the nomination period. This tutorial shall be recorded and repeated once during the nomination period. This responsibility applies to all paid and unpaid programmers, including music programs. And then it goes on to say, in addition, one report to the listeners from the national level and one from the local level involving both management and board participation from staff and board members who are not candidates shall be done during the nomination period. These reports shall be 1 hour long, and then it has a general paragraph that applies to all of the above. It says, this prescribed programming shall be aired irrespective of fund drives or any other broadcast. The listenership should be engaged in the election process wherever possible to encourage membership and volunteer participation. Members should also be encouraged to participate in the election committees established at each station in accordance with the bylaws. Logs of all programming, including incidental cards, shall be maintained, including each time an election card is aired. Archived programs should include these cards so that the fact that they were aired can be verified if needed. Promotion needs to be done to explain the election process to potential staff candidates as well. This promotion can be done at staff meetings on the station bulletin board and using paid and unpaid staff email lists. That last point is not really in contention right now. Okay, so who wanted to speak to this next?
Oh, Carolyn, on this.
Carolyn, go ahead.
Thank you, Bob.
Sure. Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm a little confused, too, and I'm thinking that this is, with all the respect to all the work that's gone into it, a bit of overkill. I don't see why the National Supervisor can't dictate these. Les Radke had a very elaborate scheme for making sure that these cards were broadcast evenly throughout. He divided the 24-hour day into four periods, I believe, and prescribed a certain number of plays in each period to make sure that the people who, the times with light listenership, got an equitable exposure to them, and those with heavier listenership also. So I'm just thinking that it's complex, and for us to legislate from this point of view is counterproductive, and I think that the National Supervisor actually really wants all this detail, is more than capable of determining what to recommend or require. He has the right to require that. And I think that, frankly, it's very complex, and as Revelin says, I'm not getting all of it either. So I'm wondering if we shouldn't just leave it to the national supervisor to do.
Well, let me ask Terry if he'd like to comment on that.
All I can do is tell staff what I would like. I don't actually have the authority to compel them to do a certain number of airings. That has to be a general manager, executive director, or foundation policy. So I could say I want you to do carts a day, or I could say I don't want you to do more than one a day, but they can completely ignore me because I'm not their boss. It has to be a policy of the foundation, general manager, executive director, or board about so that there can be, I mean, they might cooperate with me, but I can't compel them to air a certain number. Only you guys can compel staff.
Now, for the record, we cannot either.
Not directly, but
only the EB can.
Right. The executive director is directed by the 2009 policy to put this into the general manager's, you know, job description, and can, you know, they are required to evaluate staff based on whether they did this or not. So there's enforcement potential there, not enforced.
This is Lydia.
Okay, who spoke for Lydia?
I just want to ask that we vote.
Yeah, well, Nia, can you tell us how many minutes? We had 40 minutes for this overall. Where are we at?
I was just getting ready to tell you that you were at the halfway mark, but then people were speaking. I didn't want to interrupt you. We had 15 minutes and 50 seconds.
Left or the elapsed?
It's left, 15:44, left.
Okay, so we've used up almost 25 minutes.
So, that's correct.
Can I ask if there would be any objection to going to a vote except for, well, is there anyone who has not spoken on this yet?
Fred hasn't spoken.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Fred,
yes. Fred. Go ahead.
Okay, you all right? Yeah, I also support both Ken and Carolyn in that I don't think we should be micromanaging either Terry or the GMs. We have a general policy, and I think we should let them adjust it to the local conditions. That's basically all I have to say.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to just going ahead and voting? We've heard a lot of both, you know, different points of view on this. Any objection to calling the roll? On just on these three, we'll read them before we vote on each, so everyone's clear what the vote is.
I don't know. I mean, this is Revelin, and I don't want to do overkill. I think in the beginning it was Ken who spoke, and you know, said you know the programmers, you know, should do this in a very kind of forceful way, but on behalf of many programmers who are also staff who are working at half salary and filling in gaps already, you know, to ask them to not only now raise money but produce carts, you know, I think it needs more thought. I really do. That's all.
Okay.
We can vote.
All right. So,
Mr. Chair, I just have a question, but were just going to vote on the first one, right?
Oh, you're correct. I forgot. We decided to just take them one at a time. So, yes, right now.
This is to amend the item number 3 to change the mandate for a total of 12 daily carts, 6 60-second and 6 30-second, to a total of at least 6 daily carts. This is in the nomination period, 3 60-second and 3 30-second. And add the phrase in rotation throughout the day. So this is a recommendation to amend item 3 in the policy document related to the nomination period.
Correct. Okay, so James, please call the roll. The yes vote makes that change or recommends to the PNB that they make the change. A no vote leaves the 2009 policy intact on this point.
Okay, I'm going to start from the bottom this time. KPFT, Nancy Sarah-Nartomi, Wesley Bethune,
yes,
Teresa Allen, are you on? Jane Gatewood votes yes. Revlon Gold?
Yes.
Ivan, are you on? Angia Turner, are you on? Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Sasha Fuchon?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
I'll abstain.
Manajay Saba? Bob Letter?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
I'll abstain.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Nancy, are you there? Did you want to vote? We lost Nancy. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes votes and 1 no vote.
Okay, so that motion passed.
Abstention.
Okay.
Oh, and we did have a number of abstentions. I didn't think we normally...
Right, but they're not officially recorded.
Thank you.
Under Robert's rules. Okay, so the next proposal, I'll read it again. We've heard it and had some discussion. Change the requirement for a 15-minute tutorial per one-hour show and produced by the show, repeated once during the nomination period, that is, aired twice, to, quote, at least one pre-recorded 5-minute tutorial aired by each show of at least 1 hour's duration, unquote. And then add the new language, the sound file and the transcript of the tutorial shall be posted on all 5 station websites. So any more discussion on this?
What number is that on the 209 policy for this?
That's hold on.
It's part of item 3 still.
Right. Okay. It's the last paragraph, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct.
It's the last section.
The fourth paragraph of section 3.
Yeah, I think it continues on the next page.
Yeah.
Point of procedure here for a minute.
Go ahead.
I noticed that in the draft of the report to the PNB, you did include the abstention on the votes by the board. So for consistency's sake, I would like to ask that the abstentions be noted for all of our votes since you already started that and we've been doing it. I don't see any reason to change now.
Okay, that's a good point. You know, actually, I just kind of copied and pasted from the minutes that Michael had written, but...
I've never recorded abstentions, but, I mean, since it's not required for Roberts, why is it?
The rule in Roberts is that abstentions can be recorded if a member asks that they would like the record to indicate that abstentions be recorded. So Carolyn is so requesting, and I'm requesting as well. So you do it if someone asks.
Okay, well, I would say based on that, then... I don't see any problem with including them. So, Jane, if you can...
I'll just include the whole vote.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you. And by the way, while we're on the subject, Jane, would you be able to, on the early side of tomorrow morning, to send just the votes on motions, not the minutes of the entire meeting, to the PNB? Because the reason I sent that report today is that tonight was the deadline, but... I was told that if we can get whatever was adopted tonight by tomorrow morning, it'll still go to the PNB in time for the weekend meeting. Is that doable for you, Jane?
As long as we end at a reasonable hour, which is already not happening again.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. Okay. So now we're back to the... the motion about reducing the 15-minute tutorials from 2 to 1. During 30 days. Go ahead, Ken.
My understanding is this. If a person, a broadcaster has a show that's 1 hour long, presumably 1 hour per month or per week or per day, or if they have a two-hour show that was on every day, just 1 hour is the minimum requirement, to make a 15-minute tutorial which is aired that time and then aired once more in a 30-day period. I consider that, I don't see that this is egregious to the listeners. I understand, but they're programmers. They should be able to do it in a relatively interesting way because there's no confinement to what part of the topic is covered. I remember when we did it, APFK, a lot of programmers were effective in creating interesting air about the subject by going into different aspects of it. It wasn't some drone repetitive burden. I think we've got a lot of candidates from the participation of the programmers talking it up rather than a pre-recorded announcement. People are listening, mm-hmm. want to hear that personality, and if you get that personality involved, it solicits candidates. I don't think it's appropriate to cut it down to 5 minutes. Again, if the programmers are just whining that we're interfering with, you know.
This is Jane for the stack.
Appropriate. I think it's appropriate that they do it as written.
Okay, Jane.
Yeah, I just have to echo what Lydia said earlier. I don't have particular concern for what the programmers are saying, but from a listener viewpoint, I think that we need to, I think sometimes it does get to be too much. I don't think it comes across too well. I'm in favor of having something simple that's crafted by the NES and executed at a local level. But I think that that this heavy-handed approach doesn't serve us well.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I actually have a question of Terry. Terry, are you still on? Maybe not, because my question to him was, was 5 minutes adequate? Well, we'll go into the tutorial, actually, determines it, what needs to be said. But I do favor a shorter tutorial, for sure.
And this is Revelin?
Yes, Revelin.
Okay. I also agree, and also because... you know, we're looking at a information era where people do not focus on things as long as they used to. I mean, you know, you watch 3 TV shows at the same time, and you're all, you know, it's flip this, get my interest, hold it, or else I'm gone. It's a different time, and I think that we need to be in step with that rhythm if we're really trying to get the people to participate.
Okay, if there's no objection, can we go to a vote? Okay, so Jane, so what we're voting on is the language that reads, change the requirement for a 15-minute tutorial per one-hour show and produced by the show repeated once during the nomination period, that is, aired twice, to, quote, at least one pre-recorded 5-minute tutorial aired by each show of at least 1 hour's duration, close quote, and then add the language, the sound file and the transcript of the tutorial shall be posted on all 5 station websites. So a yes vote changes this paragraph of Section 3 of the 2009 policy. A no vote keeps the current policy intact. So, Jane, would you call the roll, please?
Ken Aaron?
No.
Fred Blair?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Nia Bediako? Nia, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry, Jane. Yes, I'm muting and unmuting. Yes, do you hear me?
A yes vote?
Yes.
Carolyn
yes.
Burden? Okay, got a yes vote. Carolyn? Carolyn,
Sorry,
are you there?
No,
I'm here, I'm muted. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bob?
Yes.
Anthony?
Abstain.
Sasha?
Yes.
Tracy?
Oh, abstain.
Andrea? Are you there? Ivan, are you there? Revlin?
Yes.
Jane is going to abstain. Teresa? Are you Wesley?
Yes.
Nancy? Nancy, are you here? Okay. We have yes votes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. And we have 1, 2, 3 no.
Okay. So that motion passes. And then the final motion reads, strike the paragraph requiring one national and one local board hyphen management, so joint board management report to the listener. And just so people know what paragraph we would be striking with that, let me read it again. It says, in addition, one report to the listeners from the national level and one from the local level involving both management and board participation from staff and board members who are not candidates shall be done during the nomination period. These reports shall be 1 hour long. That's the
Chair?
Paragraph that would be stricken. Yes, Nia?
This is your timekeeper. You have 50 seconds left, just so you know.
Okay. So, any final discussion before we go to the vote?
Anthony here with a question.
Yes.
Where in the election policy is that? I don't see
that
it.
That is the first paragraph on page 2. It's under... It's
oh, yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So, this is Evelyn, I'm sorry. So we're asking that these reports be read during the...
The current policy requires oral reports on the air by both management and staff jointly, one at the national level and one at the local level during the 30-day
That's
the current requirement, and the proposal is to strike that requirement so that wouldn't be mandated. I mean, there's still, you know, people can make reports when they want, but it wouldn't be a mandated policy.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else before we vote? Okay. And Jane, why don't you call the roll on a yes vote would strike that requirement. Or would recommend that the PNB strike that requirement, and a no vote would recommend that the 2009 policy be kept intact with that requirement still in place.
Okay, starting from Texas, Wesley, are you there? Would you like to vote? Anybody, Teresa, Nancy?
Maybe like
nobody. Yeah. Okay. From WPFW, Revlin, would you like to vote on that motion?
I don't. There's not enough information there for me. I'm sorry. I have to abstain.
I'm going
to
vote yes. Revlin is abstaining. It sounds like.
Yes.
Hey, Anthony.
Abstain.
Sasha.
Yes.
Tracy.
Okay.
Andrea, are you there? No. From New York, Manage, are you there? Bob?
Yes.
Carolyn?
No, it's photo suppression. No.
Nia?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Fred?
No.
Ken?
No.
Okay, I have a total of 1, 2, 3 no votes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes votes.
Okay, was there anyone who didn't get a chance to vote?
I'm sorry, I was off the call, but it doesn't matter anyway.
Well, no, we haven't called the vote yet, so which way do you vote?
Do you know what we're calling about, Wesley? This is a motion to strike the paragraph requiring one national and one local board management report to the listeners.
Right. I'll vote no.
Okay. So what's the final tally?
1, 2, 3, 4 no votes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes votes.
Okay, so that motion passes and we're out of time. Does anyone want to make a motion to extend this item to cover the three proposals that would affect during the campaign period?
I believe there was one abstention on that vote.
There were 1, 2...
Three.
Three abstentions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bob, this is Mia.
Yeah.
I would like to ask the maker of the motion, how many minutes does he think we would need for this?
Michael?
Given how long it took us to do the first three.
It looks like there's only two is what I'm reading, not three.
Okay, so I would like to propose 10 minutes to discuss them both and vote.
Would you break that up into five each?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's the proposal. Why don't we just see if... Is there an objection to 5 minutes for each of the last two proposals? Okay, hearing none, then time is extended. So, Michael, do you want to read
sure.
the first one?
So, sure. During the campaign period, change the requirement for three on-air forums, allowing 1 hour for each five candidates to, quote, at least one. In addition, archive all on-air forums on each station's website throughout the election period.
Now,
the current requirement of three is excessive, especially in a large field of candidates.
This is Jane. I just want to read what's there now.
Sure. Go ahead.
Right. So item 4 currently reads, when the nomination period is over, the PD&GMs are responsible for fully cooperating with local national election supervisors to ensure that a minimum of 3 on-air candidate forums of 1 hour length are aired for each 5 candidates. So the motion is to revise that to say at least one on-air candidate. Is that correct, Michael?
At least one on-air forum allowing
candidate
for each five.
For each five.
And then the passage about archiving them.
Yes. Archive them all. Any on-air forums that are aired would be archived throughout the election period.
This is Revelin. So you're saying we're changing 3 to 1. Is that the end?
Least one, same rationale. If
right.
they need more, or if there's two languages or other things, it could be more than one. But
a minimum of one on-air candidate forum of 1 hour length for each 5 candidates, as opposed to a minimum of 3 on-air candidates.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Nia's chair.
Yes.
Just a point of information.
Yeah.
To cross talk with the maker of the motion.
Go ahead.
Any particular reason? I'm not objecting, just asking. Why do they need to be archived? Are they to be archived to be played later?
No, archived. All the stations have archives that people can download and listen to on their own. They could be re-aired if people want to, or there could be additional ones if people want them. But my feeling, I only run once, but I followed elections before. I don't think most of these have been adhered to. So I'm saying better to have a policy that we can adhere to than a requirement that is not going to get honored. So I don't think, if we have at KPSK we might have, 25 candidates or something, you're talking about, for every five, you're talking about 50 in on-air form.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Understood. Thank you.
And I think the confusion is the word archive. It's not archives like our archives that we use and have to dig out.
but it's on the website is what it means. And it would be on the website and stay there is why we use the word archive for the entire election period.
Oh, Carolyn on the sixth?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to point out that without the public in-person forums, which have not been well attended, these on-air forums are kind of important. And I recall as a candidate that the opportunity to have, you know, two or three times to articulate a point or a position was really important. Once was really not enough. So I'm going to vote no on reducing the number here. I think it's really important that the listeners get a chance to hear the candidates. Otherwise, they just don't. As people keep pointing out, some of our listeners don't have access to the Internet or know how to listen to an archived program. So this may be their only opportunity. I would really like to urge people to keep this. I'd like to urge people to keep this as it is.
Okay. I'd like to call on myself. Well, first of all, just for information, let me read the current language on this in the 2009 policy. It says, when the nomination period is over, the PDs and GMs are responsible for fully cooperating with local and national election supervisors to ensure that a minimum of three on-air candidate forums of 1 hour in length are aired for each five candidates. Now, my comment is that
there's a lot of feedback. I can't hear you.
Yes, whoever has background noise could please mute. That would be appreciated. My recollection and asking other people elsewhere is that the three largest stations last time, and I think even the time before that, there were approximately 25 candidates. That means five, if this policy is fully implemented, for each round of mayor debate forum, you're talking 5 hours, and then times three is 15 hours. Keep in mind that October at, I think, all five of our stations is the pledge drive, usually for the entire month of October. So you're really putting a lot of pressure on the pledge drive, and, you know, it's creating a period of drain on station programmatic time. And of course, you know, pledge drives themselves, as we've discussed earlier, can tend to alienate some listeners as far as not wanting to hear the pitching all that time. So I just think it's a concern on multiple levels to have such an intense quantity of requirement. I totally agree that it's an important thing to have an on-air forum, but I think once live and then once perhaps there could be carts reminding people that the archive version is available and where to go to hear it might, you know, solve the problem of people who miss it, and then they can go to the archive and listen to it at their leisure.
Bob, I haven't spoken to it yet.
Yes.
On that note, your time is up, Chair. 5 minutes are up.
Okay. Is there any objection to just 1 minute for Lydia to speak, and then we'll vote?
Actually,
no.
Sasha, and I'd love to be able to speak for less as well.
So I would like to extend another 3 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to 3 minute extension? Okay, hearing none, go ahead, Lydia, and then Sasha.
Yeah, and I'm coming from the perspective of the candidate, okay? And it was very difficult. I know when I was, when I had to do just the one forum, which is all that we had to do, there was so much scheduling that had to be done, and the people that were originally scheduled were not necessarily the people that ended up on the program because some people can't get off of work at that time, and circumstances change, so it's inconceivable that this will ever be completely implemented, and then it becomes an uneven, sketchy policy. Because those of us that have to work, we have to take off work in order to do this during the day when the staff and the engineers and everybody is there to have this recorded. So, for the most part, so I think it's very difficult to coordinate that many people for that many forums. And so, again, this is not on behalf of the programmer, this is on behalf of the candidate. And so we want to encourage candidates, if we make it so burdensome, we're not going to be able to recruit the candidate.
Okay. Sasha?
And Revelin.
I'm hoping this will be considered a friendly amendment. I'm wondering if the language could be changed in such a way that it required stations to provide a link on their home page to the candidate forums after they're recorded.
Okay, well, why don't we just make that an amendment, and then, you know, we'll vote on that as well.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's what I meant by the website. Maybe it wasn't clear.
Okay, well, let me just ask, is there any objection to that amendment?
In addition, archive all on forums with link on each station's website.
Right. Any objection?
Homepage is what you said.
Oh, right.
Homepage.
Right. Any objection?
It's homepage.
Okay.
No, I think it's a great idea. Okay. This is Redling. Can I just speak real quickly?
Sure, and then we have to vote. Go ahead.
Right, okay. And then I just want to say that, you know, I think that if we had at the station a group of, like a media team for this, some of these issues could be resolved. We have to build up an excitement about this and not just repeat the drone of here's another forum, here's a candidate, you know. We have to create a more creative excitement about it. And so it's not all on the programmers, it's not all on anybody, but the PNB, you know, a fish stinks at the head first, you know. The PNB has to start generating this excitement about the election. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're out of time. We need to vote. So, Jane, would you read the amended motion, please?
During campaign period, change the requirement in item 4 for 3 on-air forums allowing 1 hour for each 5 candidates to at least 1 on-air forum for each 5 candidates. In addition, archive all on-air forums with link on each station's web homepage throughout the election period.
Okay, so a yes vote recommends the PNB change that section, and a no vote recommends that they keep it the way it is with the requiring 3 on-air forums throughout the campaign. So please call the roll.
Ken Aaron.
Abstain.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Nia?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn?
No.
Bob?
Yes.
Monashe, you there? Anthony?
I abstain.
Sasha?
Yes.
Tracy? Tracy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Abstain.
Andrew, are you there? No. Okay. Revelin?
Yes.
Jane is yes. Wesley?
Yes.
Nancy, are you back on? No. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes votes and 1 no vote.
Okay. Anyone whose vote wasn't recorded? Anyone just come back?
No, but Carolyn here, and I would like
to note that we did agree we would record the abstentions. So Jane, record them.
For all of our votes. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, that'll be.
I just want to point out on the email list there's a message from Nancy saying she can hear almost nothing. It doesn't give her position on this question, however. So it's good. Campaign party list on the website.
Thank you. Yeah, we were hearing some phone problems on her end. So okay. All right. So now, Michael, why don't you just read the final proposal, and then we'll move on.
Sorry.
Or do you want me to read it?
It's just, in total, each the end of item 4, in total, each candidate shall have her, his cart, aired a minimum of 30 times in a variety of times of the day and week. Add the phrase including equal airings in both morning and afternoon drive times.
And Michael, you want to motivate it?
Well, I just think it's a key time that you have the most listeners, you know, it's important to require that they be aired, you know, equitably for everybody over the course of those campaign periods during those drive times.
Okay, so just to clarify, this is the only one of this entire group of proposals that does not change the numbers, okay? This proposal would still be a requirement of 30 airings throughout the campaign of each candidate's part, okay? Ooh. So that does not change. The only thing that changes is to add the phrase, quote, including equal airings in both morning and afternoon drive times. Any discussion of this?
Evelyn, what does that mean, equal airing? If it's everybody is 30 times and it's only a month, so that's what, everybody every day?
Michael?
No, it means that 30 times during the course of the thing, but if everybody gets a, if there's one that gets aired during morning drive time, then everyone has to air at least once during morning drive time, and at least once, you know, whatever the equal number is, because that's a favorable time for an announcement, so everybody should have the same number of announcements during those times. Whatever that number is,
that's the stack.
Hold on. Revelin, does that clarify it, or do you need more?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken.
To avoid litigation or anything, that may not be possible. If there were 30 candidates in the 30-day period, not everybody's going to be able to air on the a.m. drive time during the week, since there's not 30 business days in a week. So we need some kind of qualifying statement to the greatest degree possible.
Let me point something out. This is much more than a 30-day period. This is from whenever the campaign starts, which I guess is whenever the candidates have time to record their parts, which I think historically has been maybe three to 4 weeks after the nomination deadline. So let's say this year that would mean somewhere in late September. Until the final ballots are counted, which is the last week in, I think it's November 30th. So we're talking about, you know, all of October, all of November, 2 months plus maybe a week or two. So it's 2+ months, maybe 2 months and a week. So that's a lot of time. And it also doesn't require that everyone's, well, yeah, it does require that if anyone is aired in drive time, then everyone must be over that entire 2+.
Okay, so therefore, what I'm saying is, to the greatest, to put some kind of a qualification there, so that we don't have a challenge to the election because a mistake was made, something happened, fund drive, this, that, the other thing. Well, I don't want to make it a requirement where somebody could say, well, this is an invalid election because I wasn't aired in drive time when everybody else was, or somebody was aired twice in drive time. I'd rather not give them a bone to pick. So if they just could put in some kind of a qualification, to the greatest efforts will be made, or best efforts will be made, that would be the best expression. Best efforts will be made to provide comparable airtime to everybody, something like that, rather than saying everybody will absolutely get, without a doubt, equivalent.
Jane for the stack.
Okay. Before I call on Jane, Terry, did you want to weigh in on this question of whether to make it a mandate or have some flexibility?
More flexibility is always easier for me. I mean, we're going to try and keep it as fair as we can, and you know, we're going to do what we can, regardless of what policy says. Because we're not going to stand there looking over the shoulder of the staff. We're going to tell them what the rules are, and I think equal fair use of drive time is something we should shoot for.
Carolyn on the.
Okay, I had Jane and then Carolyn.
Yeah, you know, I always imagined that there was like this system where, you know, they plugged in all the candidates and it just like did a random generation and everybody, you know, it's like all the time slots got assigned to all the various candidates. I know it doesn't work that way, but that's what I was imagining. But I mean, seriously, I think that like Terry was saying, they're going to do their best, and knowing that there's somebody watching over trying to maintain some balance, I think that that puts a good perspective on this. So in total, each judge shall have his card aired a minimum of 30 times in a variety of times the day and week, and we're wanting to add the phrase, including equal airings in both mornings and afternoon drive times. I like sentiment, but I'm just wondering. That's all. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know.
Carol?
Yes, I agree with the thought and the intention, but I see, as Ken points out, trouble ahead for somebody, some candidate keeping track and complaining that he got 5 or 2 or 22 fewer airings than another candidate. So the less specific, the better. I would like to go back to Liz Radke's formula. I don't have a motion for that, but maybe the PNB can dredge it up this weekend. Just distributing the airings equitably over the 24-hour period divided into four segments. But at the moment, I'm going to vote no on this one just because it's overly specific, and I think it's looking for trouble, as Ken points out.
Okay, let me clarify, Ken. Did you want to make an amendment to the wording? Ken, are you there?
Yes.
Did you want to amend, make a specific...
No, it's not necessary to amend, because if we omit, it's intent... The NES is... Carolyn's correct. It's the NES, and or Revelin, whoever said it, it's the NES's obligation to try to implement fair campaigning, and it's not necessary to mandate it. I just don't want to, so I would just vote down the issue and leave the motion, the regulation as it stands, the policy as it stands.
Okay.
So I go through this, because putting an extra burden is just asking, you're just giving, setting up contention or argument or disagreement.
Bob?
Yes.
That's sophisticated.
Time is up, and I hear people wanting to get on the stack, so we need to extend.
Yeah, I was on the stack also.
And this is Lydia. I moved to extend 5 minutes, but I also want to be on the stack.
Okay, so how many people want to speak? That's Lydia and Wesley. Anyone else?
Revelin.
Michael.
Revelin. And who else?
Michael.
Michael.
That's four people, right? So 5 minutes. If people could keep their comments to 1 minute each, and we could get it done in 5 minutes. Is there any objection to a 5-minute extension? Okay. So, I'm sorry, I already forgot who was first.
Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, so even if we don't pass this, people will still monitor when their cards are being played, and if someone's card is played at, during drive time and their card is being played at midnight, you know, they could launch a challenge. So I don't think that not passing this wording protects us. I do think that I know what we did here in the past is that you go, and I don't know if the smaller stations have traffic managers, but certainly here at KPFK, you have an excellent traffic manager where they produce the log, and it's great because then it's visual and you can see which cards are being played when. So I think it's doable, but I think that the main thing is that whether the wording is in there, whether this motion prevails or not, that you can't avoid that challenge, because what this intends to do is to provide us with some protection that we actually provide that equal time for all parts. So it's the opposite effect, in my opinion, of what Ken has proposed.
Okay, so I had Wesley, Revelin, and who is the third person?
Michael.
Okay, Wesley.
Yes, I totally agree with Lydia. In Ken's scenario earlier, you had 30 candidates. Well, there's 24 hours in a day, so that leaves a remainder of six. And so you just, you can, by doing these...
No, I'm sorry, it's 1 minute, not 1 hour per candidate.
Yeah, 1 minute. I mean, but there's 24 hours in a day, so if you do one, you know, you're announcing the call letters or something at every hour mark, then you would get one of those played, and then the rotation would constantly be switching if you had a remainder of that. If you had like an even 24, you just skip people. You can do it mathematically where it does work out fair and equally to all people. It's simple arithmetic. You don't even have to, you know, get complex. So I'm supporting it. Thank you.
Okay, Revelin?
Yeah, I just think trying to think of a way that we could express what I think most of us are kind of saying, that it's in a sort of non-prejudicial rotation, so that it doesn't matter who it is, that every hour they will be moved forward or back, and so that at the end of the complete time they have rotated, doesn't matter who they are, they just move either forward or backward by an hour in terms of, you know, being read on air. I think that's what we're saying, and if there could just be some little phrase that says something like that, it would resolve a lot of it.
Okay, Michael, and if you want to propose
that phrase,
an abandonment, like Revelin said, feel free.
Okay, well, briefly, I just want to point out the drive time, at least in L.A., is like 3 hours. I mean, it's 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and, you know, whatever, 4 p.m. to, you know, it's not just 1 hour. I actually just got on because I wanted to read what Nancy said in her email. Can the schedule of campaign cards be listed on the website? If done, the cards could be easily checked. And can we have some defined action if the cards are not played? And I think she's speaking from frustration at APSU, as you discussed previously, about unfairness and the airing of the cards. So I think that's what the point of this is to try to, you know, make it more equitable and more accountable.
Okay. All right. So, Jane, do you want to reread this, and then we'll vote?
This is a proposal to amend item 4 in the policy document, which currently reads, in total, each candidate shall have her or his card aired a minimum of 30 times in a variety of times a day and week. To add the phrase, including equal airings in both morning and afternoon drive times.
Okay, so a yes vote recommends the PNB add that to the policy, the 2009 policy, and a no vote leaves the 2009 policy as is without that phrase about equal airings. So please call.
I'm going to start in the middle of my list today, this time, Anthony Fess. Anthony, are you there? And Sasha?
Yes.
Tracy?
Unsurprisingly, abstain.
Andrea? Revelin?
Can you come back to me? I'm not clear.
Okay. This is Jane. I'm going to vote yes. From Texas, Wesley?
I'm going to pass.
Is that a pass or an abstain?
That's a pass.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Nancy, are you back? Okay. From New York, Nia?
Yes.
Carolyn?
No.